It's Maria Boynton reporting. My guest today, Karen Renee. You are a council member, East Point, City of East Point. You're also third vice president with the Atlanta NAACP. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
We're talking about National Voter Registration Day. What is that day all about?
It's about registering voters all across the United States. Here in Georgia, with the Atlanta NAACP, our intent is to register as many voters as we possibly can. Secretary of State purged over 1.5 million voters from the state register. And we're trying to encourage people to go on to the Secretary of State website and to re-register. Most of those who were purged were of African Americans. And it is, I just want to say, it's kind of a disgrace, actually, because if you go get your license, if you don't use them for a couple of years, nobody takes your license away. You're still able to drive. But here we have a Secretary of State who felt the need to purge voters if they did not vote in two general elections. And so we're asking people and we're encouraging people, and we're hosting a big voter registration today, September the 25th, and until October the 9th, until we can register or re-register all voters that were either purged or new voters coming on.
So you're saying you want people to re-register, but they can go ahead and just try to check their status now, right?
Absolutely, they can. They can go to My Voter page, which is the Secretary of State. They can type in their first initial, the last name, and their date of birth, and it'll tell them whether or not they are currently registered in the state of Georgia. And if you're moved, sometimes people don't realize if you're moved, you need to also update your current status so that you can go to the right polls. And also, too, felons. There's been a lot of misnomers out there in reference to that. If you're off of probation, you can vote in the state of Georgia. Your rights have been reinstated, and so you can go and you can vote, but please, you have to register first and then go to the polls and vote. We need every vote out there, and we want to make sure that all of our people are voting this, especially in the upcoming election.
We're talking to East Point City Councilwoman Karen Renee, who is third vice president with the Atlanta NAACP. We talk about folks being purged from the rolls. We talk about folks not being registered to vote, which would make a significant difference in just the outcome of elections. What about those folks who are registered to vote that don't show up? How do you solve that problem?
You know, I really want to touch as many people as I possibly can. All of us are impacted by the vote. Believe it or not, I was talking to some young people the other day, and even though they voted, they didn't quite understand how it impacted their lives on a daily basis. Let's just start with education. If you have a young kid that's in school or attending any kind of school, public school or private school, the funding is legislated through our state legislation in the governor's office. Our health care is funded by elected officials. Our sheriffs are elected officials, and they set the tone in the police departments on how to treat minorities and other peoples who they may or may not come encountered with. Those things are very important. Every aspect of your life is impacted by your vote, your communities, your parks, your recreations, your streets, who gets streets paving, the parks, who gets parks and recreations, funding for those sources. Those are so important in our daily lives. You know, we've gotten a lot of calls at the NAACP since school started up, how kids are being mistreated in school. They are not, a lot of people are not aware that we elected school board members. School board members are elected, and they are liaisons for residents and parents to the school board, to the schools, superintendents, and also to the schools themselves. So if you're having a major concern with your children being classified in the right grades or whatever have you, the problems that you're having, go to your elected officials. They're the ones who are elected, and they're supposed to help you identify and work through some of these issues that people are having in the school systems. But a lot of people are not aware of that. So when you look at every aspect of your life, whether or not they're closing the school, those are your tax dollars. how your tax dollars are being spent is based on the vote that you provide. You have to get out there and you must vote. If it wasn't important, they would not try to block the vote so heavily. You know, I wish that us as a people would wake up and see how important that vote is. If you are registered to vote, go out and vote. It is the best form of protest. It is the best way that your voices can be heard. That women's movement, the Me Too movement, it is a dynamic movement that is sweeping the nation. And women have been suppressed for years, you know. And so what happens is now they understand that, listen, you know what? We are not going to take it anymore. We're going to voice not only our opinion, but we will voice it at the polls. And we're encouraging everybody, especially today, to get out and register the vote. I am third vice president with the Atlanta NAACP. Our leadership is under President Rizzard Rose. And our second vice president is Gerald Griggs. And we all have that right initiative to go out and encourage and support the vote. You have a lot of people who are fighting for you, but we can't fight for you if you're not in the fight.
So you have a lot of events that are going on National Voter Registration Day. Tell me about that.
Great. Thank you. Maria, we have voter registration, a big event going on at the Clark Atlanta University to encompass all of the colleges in that particular area today, September the 25th, and that event will go from 1 to 4 o'clock. We're going to be at Johnny Briscoe, Martin Luther King Drive, with the Zeta Phi Betas from 6:30 to 8 p.m., hosting a voter registration drive there. There will be events all over the city. I think President Richard Rose will also be a keynote speaker there, and then after that, he will be on the radio doing some other things, encouraging people to get out to vote. Our biggest initiative right now is to re-register all purge voters and encourage everybody else to either register, and especially with our high school students. Our high school students, young folks, please, I want you to understand that you hold the key to the voting. You know, we looked at the numbers, and the numbers indicate a lot of the older people understand it and they get it, and so they are voting. But a lot of the younger people are not voting, and there is a big disconnect there. And the deal is because they don't understand it. But even if your parents are old enough to receive Medicare, Social Security, or any kind of food stamps or housing, you should be voting to help support them.
Karen Renee, East Point City Council member. You're the third vice president of the NAACP Section for Atlanta. Good luck to you on this voter registration day.
Thank you so much, Maria, and thank you for having us.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.